Starting Be'ezus Hashem, Daf Kufches, we'll begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. So the parak had started Shnei Dan Xeris, Xeris, as we explained. We had Anmain and Hanan ben Avi Shalom. And the B'nai Kohanim Gadolim did not agree. So the first thing we had was very, very much a Ksuba Stika Sugi Mishalach Medina Sayam, Misha Tevas Mizayas. That was the first Machlekes. Now we're up to the second Machlekes between Hanan and the B'nai Kohanim Gadolim. That would be two Hanans, and then we'll get on to the seven Admoins. Okay, so now, Mishalach Medina Sayam Zak de Mishnah. Guy goes overseas. V'amad Echad Upirneis Es Ishtoi. A guy decides to stand up. So his wife says, husband didn't leave me any money. So a guy says, okay, nice. I'm going to be the benefactor. I'll go ahead and give the money. I'll give his wife money from his zaynus. Hanan Oimer Ibed Es Marisav. So Hanan says, he lost his money. Okay, he has no claim against the Baal. So let's just discuss this for a moment. So Rashi says that the reason he has no claim is because the husband, he never agreed to lend money. The husband never agreed to borrow the money. However, if he would have just loaned the wife money, that would be a chayv. This is a technicality. Had he loaned the wife money, then it would be a chayv. And the Mefarshim explained that he wouldn't even need to be tovea the money from the wife. He can be tovea from the husband. Why should he be the derem nasan? The husband owes the wife money from his zaynus, and she borrowed money. So the whole problem here, why it's ibed es ma'asav, he threw his money down the toilet, is why? Is because he failed to get the wife to agree to a loan. So he went ahead and without the das of the baal, he was loaning the baal money. Doesn't work. Okay? Ibed es ma'asav. And Tosfos says over here, he says, I don't understand. And we actually had this earlier on Daf Pei. What happens if a yored l'sadeh shel chaveiro and you're mashbiach, you go to do work on your friend's field, you're going to be chai of something. He says, I don't understand. Over here, you're giving your friend's wife money to vermezinus. You're taking care of his what would be his chayv. So much so that had you lent it to his wife, the baal would have to pay it. And yet, over here, right, we're saying you threw the money in the garbage, you can't be tevei on the money, he can't get paid the money. And yet, over when we talk about yored l'sadeh shel chaveiro, so this is a very important point, which is, this is that by the case of where he goes into his friend's field, and he's mashbiach his friend's field, so there is a shvach be'en, the way Tosfos explains, there's a shvach be'en here, that you benefited in, and I got a net tangible benefit, and therefore, you did something, yes, you didn't ask me, but I got a net tangible benefit, so I'm going to have to pay. However, what's going on over here is something called the equivalent of mafriach ari. Okay, meaning all you're doing is you're essentially like protecting, if you were just protecting the land, meaning you didn't benefit my land in any way, but you were my vriachari, you protected my land, you played defense. So then Hitaka wouldn't have to pay. So this again over here is that there's no net tangible benefit to the husband, and therefore he has no claim. Ibed es ma'isav, says Hanan, money's in the garbage. Okay, nechlul of b'nei kohanim gedolim, and they say no, va'amru yishava kama hoitzi v'yitol. The b'nei kohanim argue and they say that no, he would be able to, this third party that gave money or gave mezainus to this guy's wife, would be able to go to the husband and say he has to make a shvua how much he gave the wife, and he would get paid. Amar Rav Dosa ben Horkanis Kidivarim, so Rav Dosa says, like we saw in the last Mishnah, like the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim, and Amar Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai, Yafa Amar Hanan. Okay, like we had in the first Mishnah, Rav Yechanan ben Zakkai sides with Hanan, except he says an extra few words over here. He niach ma'oisav al keren atzvi. He put his money on the horns of a deer. So what's going on? Why? So a couple things. First of all, so the Pashan understanding, he put his money on the horns of a deer runs very fast. And if you put your money on the horns of a deer, you're not going to be able to catch it. And therefore your money's gone. Okay? But that's the same thing as ibed es ma'oisav, isn't it? Okay, so we'll get back there. Number two, another pshat is that apparently a deer sheds its antlers, not horns, but its antlers once a year. Okay, so also, it's another way of explaining to you, if you put your money on something that's going to fall off and it's going to shed its antlers, so then your money's gone. So it's two expressions of saying your money's gone. But fundamentally, okay, it's very nice that we gave a cute mashal, Rabbi Yechon Menzakai, but what was Rabbi Yechon Menzakai arguing on time? He could have just said, Yafar Marchanan, period, done, end of story, you got your money, fine, I didn't need the mashal. What was he coming to add with the mashal? So the Haflas is a beautiful pshat. He says that there's actually a machlekes between Hanan and Rabbi Yechon Menzakai. Hanan said, Ibar es ma'isav, you threw your money in the garbage. You didn't even get a mitzvah. You didn't even do a mitzvah tzedakah. There was no gemilas chasadim going on over here. It was nothing. Ibn Esma Yosef, you threw your money in the garbage. Why? Because there's a halacha, and he brings it down. This is a halacha, it's a shayla. And he says, this is taka what's going on. Let's say you lend money to a guy, or you lend money to a guy who has a lot of money, but whatever, it's not liquid for the moment. Is that considered mitzvah tzedakah or not?
We
just learned it this morning. That's right. Yeah, I pointed it, yeah.
You were going to bring it up already?
Yeah. So, I was going to bring it up, yeah. So is that considered, we're not taking sides in that, that's the Chafetz Chaim, and Avos Chesed, okay, fine. But the bottom line is we want to know. So Chanan holds Ibn Esma Yosef. No. Over here, the woman was going to get, the Baal was chayiv the money, the woman was going to get money. Eventually it was coming to her. It's Kimir. She was going to get her money that she was owed. That wasn't the question. So by giving her money, you didn't even do a mitzvah. Either way, you can't be tevei the husband. You didn't even, Ibn Esma Yosef, you threw your money in the garbage. You didn't even get a mitzvah because it's not a mitzvah to lend somebody money to somebody who, again, that's what he's holding. It's not a mitzvah to lend money to somebody who has the money. It's just, he could go to a bank and take a loan against it, meaning he'll have the money, he'll have the schos, he'll have it. As opposed to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says no. He neach ma'isav akaren atzvi, that he holds that he eats, and he goes into the lashon of how hatzvi, he darshens the lashon, but he basically says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that no, that you're getting the mitzvah tzedakah. So yes, they both agree you can't be tevei the money, but the question is, did it accomplish anything? Chanan says no, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says yes. And I heard that you at least get the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now I heard another pshat that in regards to gemilas chasadim, right? What do we say? Elu dvarim. So if you look at the word, now what is tzvi? Tzvi refers to Paris. And where is that going? And the Gemara is going to say in a couple of dafim we're going to have at the very end, we're going to talk about the dafim at the very end, they talk about the Eretz Yisrael dafim, as they call them, right? So the Eretz Yisrael dafim, so it talks about how the Paris Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael, the Paris is so nizbarach, that the land won't be able to contain the Paris, just like the hide of a tzvi is unable to contain the flesh of the tzvi. So we see that tzvi refers to peiros. So if you want to know, again, it's, and that's taka the machlekes over here, is it gemilas chasadim? Did you get gemilas chasadim? It's not just the lashon of saying you lost your money. What he's saying is that keren tzvi, you got a mitzvah. I understand you, Chanan, I'm saying you can't tevei the money, you can't get your physical money back, but did you get a mitzvah? I hold yes, and Chanan holds no. It's a beautiful way of explaining what's actually going on and why we needed extra words according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
What would happen if he actually gave her food and not money?
So it would be the same thing.
Why?
It would be the same. Oh, you want to know at that point is it considered mitzvah? Again, that as we saw in Avos Chesed, it seems to be that it certainly is a mitzvah. So you're getting into that shaila. That's a different shiloh somewhere else. That's not the, what's on the point here.
And then how come the mission doesn't say specify amount? Let's say the guy decided he wants to give her, I don't know, $100, and usually the husband is only giving her $75.
We're not even getting into that. We're saying that.
I'm saying
no, because mezainis is a fixed. Mezainis is a fixed amount. Mezainis is a fixed amount, right? We know. Mezainis is a fixed amount.
Not a fixed amount.
No, the amount of the ksuba.
For who?
If a woman is using. You're saying ma'aseh ben barta. Yeah. Okay. Or whatever the fixed amount is for that woman. That didn't seem to bother the gemara. Okay. Let's move on to Tanan Hasam. We haven't even gotten to kufches yet. So, and we're 8.5 minutes in. Okay. Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says. I know. My fault. Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah says, "Ha meider hana mechaveri." So, if someone is meider hana, he says, "You can't have any hana for me." And actually, as the Rashi is going to explain in a moment here, that it goes both ways, right? So, this guy is saying, "I'm not going to have enough from you. You're not going to have enough from me." Okay. So, a guy, they're saying, "We can't have any hana from each other." Okay. One guy goes ahead and says it. So then, shekel ashikli. Even though he said that I can't, you cannot have hana from me. So shekel ashikli, he can. Take care of paying his machsa shekel, upareas chayvai, and he could pay off his loan, umachser lo avedasai, and he could return his aveda. So we have to understand all these three things. Now, by the way, we say, uvamakam shenaitlin schar, tibal anala hektish. But where, in a place where, when you find someone's aveda, the standard practice is to pay the person who finds the aveda. So here, again, like we explained, this is where Rashi says it, because it's both ways, so I return your aveda to you. So we have to get to why returning an aveda to somebody is not benefiting him, because you're maider hana. But the point is where it's normal for the person who finds it to get money for it. Over here, he can't accept the money. Okay, and therefore, because again, it goes both ways. You can't have enough for me. And therefore, he has to give that money to Hektish. Okay, so we have to go into these three things and try to understand over here why, even though he's saying that it's usher to have Hana, why he's able to provide, why he's able to do these things. So now, Bishlam a shekel et loya shiklai mitzvah ka'avid. Okay, so I understand why shekel, his shekel, is only, I'm just doing a mitzvah. Meaning, the way Rashi explains it is, mitzvah ba'alma ka'avid ve'ena mehanoi lezeh. Why? Because if, again, you, every person, right, what are you talking about, shekel? Again, Trumas Alishka, right? Shkolim, right? Adar, Machsa Shekel. Okay, good. So now, it's the money's going to go for Karbonis Tzibar. So the point is that every individual has a responsibility to give. Yet, the Tanan, the Mishnah says, Termin ala avid, ala gabid, ala asid, ala gabis. When we take the Trumas Alishka, right, so there's a certain point, so everybody, we're Mashmian, right, for Echad Ba'adar, we're Mashmian, we give them time, and okay, now they come in and they're Termin, Pras Shavuos, Pras Sukkos, okay, 2 weeks before, 15 days, whatever it is, half a month, they would go ahead and be term the Lishka. They would take the Truma. Now, when they did the Truma, that's when it took effect. At that point, that the Truma is the money that's going to be used for all the Karbanos Tzibur. So now all of Klal Yisrael is Nichlal in that. So the point is that, what are we saying? Term in our Avod. So when we take the Truma, we do it on the Avod. Let's say money got lost in transit. It's for the people that money's sitting there. And even people who didn't yet pay, but they're going to pay in the future. Okay, one second. And therefore what? Therefore what we see is that you don't actually have to have given your money to be included in the Karbanos Tzibur. You're included anyways. And the way Rashi explains it, even if you never give the money, you get it. Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos is involved. Also, the guy is Pierce Kunch. I feel like Nikola Basayf Vikasha. He says, and Tosfos says that no, we're talking about a specific case here where Vahadamar Hacha Shokolei Ashikle Ba'avid Vigaboy Dilemachai Vibalim Ba'achrayas. It's whatever situation where we're not gonna mun the Bailum for the money. But either way, however you understand the technical aspects of it, what we're saying is that since you're included anyways, so I'm giving you something. You're anyways included, whether you have a chiyuv or not to actually give the money. Whether we can mun you for it, that's depending on how you learn Rashi. But either way, the bottom line is that you're included anyways. The benefit here of what the shekel gives you, which is the access to the Karbanos Tzibur, you're getting even without giving the shekel. And therefore, when I give your shekel for you, I've essentially done nothing for you. And it's not considered like you have had hana for me. Okay? Now, so that's case number one. Umachsor la'avidasai, nami mitzvah ka'avid. And let's say I give you your aveda back. It's also a mitzvah. Okay, so frekta mefarshim, I don't understand. So when I give somebody tzedakah, I can't give you tzedakah if I'm maider hana from you. And it's also doing a mitzvah. No. Pshat over here is like this. When I give you the aveda, so I'm returning your object to you. So we have to bifurcate the two things. The object is yours. So you getting your object back is not me benefiting you. So what is the benefit? The benefit is the fact that I went ahead and it was machzor that I made it to you. Well, that's what the mitzvah is. So the mitzvah is, it's not like here where you're giving money, like money for tzedakah. The mitzvah is the returning of the aveda. So that's the mitzvah. That I'm doing a mitzvah. It's not considered me doing it for you. I did it for the mitzvah. Okay, I did that for God. Now, the fact that you got your aveda back, well, that was always yours anyways, so you didn't get anything.
You're being moneya a hefzer. Instead of marviach, you're not calling them again. You're just preventing them a loss.
Okay, that's we're gonna get to there separate. Okay, like, it's gonna get a little complicated in a second. We're paying off somebody's loan, but anyways, let's just keep it simple. With regards to aveda, we split what happened. You got your item back. I helped you get your item back, but I didn't help you. I helped for the mitzvah purposes. You get your item back. As you getting your item back, it's yours anyways. So you didn't get anything. Net tangible gain. Yes, we'll get there in a second. Okay, and like we kind of explained in regards to Chanan, like we explained, Taisa said Ibn Isma Isav, that when there's a tangible gain, then he could mun his money back. But now, let's look at the third thing. Ela parei le chayv. So if I come and I pay your chayv, I was meider hana, I said, you can't have any hana for me, and I pay your chayv. What did we say? We said, parei as chayv. I could pay off your chayv, even though you're not going to have enough for me. Why? Frakta Gemara, what's going on? Ha kamishtar shile. What do you mean? And Rashi says, marvi chayv. The guy's clearly getting benefit. His loan's paid off. So I'm Rav Ishia, you want to know why? Hamani Chanan hi. It's Chanan. Why? Da'amar Ibn Esma Isab. That when I give you a loan, and when I give you a loan, and you don't agree to the loan, so what has essentially happened? I can't mun you for the money. So to over here, okay, I'm paying off your loan. Now,
We're talking about the case of our Mishnah of Chanan.
Ibn Esma Isav. Okay, so how do we attach the two? So first, let's just understand this. So in the world of Tosfos, it's a little easier. Tosfos says, again, the way Tosfos said in the Mishnah was Chanan, right, is no direct benefit. Meaning he was machalik in a case where I go down to your land and I give you direct something, or we'll call it tangible benefit. Where I give you tangible benefit, there's a shvach in your field, then I would be chayiv, but here there's no shvach in your field, there's no tangible benefit. When I paid off your loan also, Taisus explains, and I'll get to Rashi's pshat, because Rashi will stick much truer to what Hanan says in our Mishnah, which is very, very difficult to get wrap one's head around it, or at least for me. What Taisus says is a grama. So over here, again, when I pay off your loan, and the way Achorinim explained it is, really, a third party is not a baal davar in the loan. The loan is between the malva and the loiva, right? So a third party comes in and pays it. Okay, but great. So why don't we consider it a gift? Why do we consider paying off a loan? Elamai, what really happens? It has to be that the malva is being meichel the loan. Because otherwise, you're essentially giving the malva a gift. Oh, I'm paying off his loan? Okay, you're not a baal davar here. I didn't loan you the money, and you're not paying the money, right? So Elamai, he's paying, and he's, so all you're getting is a mechilo. So again, there's no, it's, and Taisus has the word of grama over here. So we can understand that in Taisus' world, where again, we look at net tangible benefit in Hanaf, there's no net tangible benefit. He was Marbiya Khari, okay, so then he didn't get anything specific. Oh, so too over here, he didn't get anything specific.
Would that also be if it was a third party who paid it?
It's a grama. What's what we're talking about? A third party paid.
So you're not talking about the guy being mechilo
alone? No. We're talking about the third party paid it. A guy pays, I pay your loan on behalf of you.
Why did you mention that?
I mentioned Mechila because that just works to the Achorinim, how the Achorinim explaining on how, why it's considered. Taisus says it's a grama. Because, again, really here, a third party is not a party to this loan. He's by nature a third party. So what right do I have to pay off his loan? Right? So the answer is, the way it's working is when I go to the Malba, you loan them money. So I come and I give you money. I paid off. Well, you're not a party to this loan. So how are you paying off the loan? So the way it works, the Achorinim explain is, and that's what Taisus seems, that's what, just the way the way that they explain Taisus is that it's a grama. Meaning, how does it working? It's you, by me coming and paying off, you essentially are being meichel the loan. So now, I didn't benefit the loiva at all, right? It was between me and the malva. I got him to agree to be meichel the loan. It's a grama. So we understand it. However, that's how I explain it in Taisus. In Rashi, let's read the words of Rashi. If you go to the last skinny line, again, we're comparing a case. We said that if I'm moider enough, I say that you can't have enough from me, I'm allowed to pay off your loan. How do we understand that? Why is it not considered a benefit? It's Chanan Shita. What did Chanan say in our Mishnah? That when a third party goes ahead, husband went out of town and decides to give the wife mezainas, the husband can't go ahead and the third party can't require the husband to pay him back for what he laid out for his wife's mezainas. So what does Rashi say? B'hu adin nami. So again, we have to compare these two cases, right? We have to connect the two. B'hu adin nami l'chol chayv she'ala v'aman chaveru paray. If, let's say there was a chayv, and your friend stood up and paid off your chayv, v'ze lo yamar lo halveni. Right? The loiva never asked you to, didn't ask you to stick your nose in to get involved. They never said, please lend me the money. Ein chayv lo ploini. So he says, okay, well now let's compare the two cases. Let's say I go ahead and I pay off your loan for you. And you never asked me to. Just like Hanan said, just like when I went ahead and gave money to this guy's wife, I can't be taveya the husband for the money I gave because the husband never asked me to loan money. We never discussed it. So too, when I go ahead and pay off your loan, I can't create a chiyuv for you to owe me money because I paid off your loan. And therefore, kibon di ilu pare l'shem halva lav halvahi. So we see if I paid off your loan, we can't create a new loan. You don't owe me the money. So therefore, kipare nami l'shem mechila. When I pay it for mechila, also lav midi yavle. So because I don't have the ability to give you, since I don't have the ability to require you without your das to owe me money if I'm paying your loan, so too, it's not considered a benefit when I pay the loan, the mechila that's given to you. So again, like the way I said, Taisus explained it in Grama, Rashi is keeping it a little truer to the word, but it's hard to understand. And Lamaisa, the Mefarshim explained, the Ritva explains that that what's going on over here, that really the Iker Tam is because it's a Shvach Shein and Iker. So we end up bridging the gap in regards to here. But either way, bottom line is, okay, anyway, this is a Shvach Shein and Iker, right? Similar to how Taisus said over here, okay, back in the Mishnah on Chanan. So the bottom line is, what we're saying is like this. We see this idea of Chanan, that if I benefited the husband by providing his wife mezainas, okay, since I didn't give the husband anything tangible. He doesn't have anything. All I did was satisfy a chayv that he would have had, but it's not something I was actually mashpiach him be'en, or like we said, Taisus explains a grama, Rashi ties it too. Okay, bottom line is, the way that a moider hana, Mechaver is able to pay off his loan is because there's no direct tangible benefit. Okay, just like Hanan said, when I gave this guy's wife mezainis, the guy went overseas, I gave his wife mezainis. Since there's no tangible benefit to the husband, so therefore we cannot require the husband to pay. So that is the way Rav Oshia explains it. It would have turned into a matana, yeah. Yeah. Again, that also depends on Rechim and Zakai. I would call it tzedakah, right? So, but now, well, you're saying on the parayin of the chayv, well, then you can't be tzedakah because tzedakah creates a problem. That's a benefit. So, again, like, I'm more comfortable with the lashon of Tosfos because for simplicity purposes. For me, meaning if we take a very simple view, Tosfos is more complex. So if we take a very simple view of grama, so we can understand it can be machalik. I'm not giving money in your hand. I'm getting, however the mechanics of it work, I'm getting the loan that you have forgiven, so I didn't provide you any tangible benefit.
And the board isn't mavriach ari that you're just being moneya a hafsid? That's not the board?
Let's say. It doesn't matter. I'm not, again, if we go with tangible, no tangible benefit to you.
Is that the same idea?
Yeah.
Tosfos
brings in on Chanan. Tosfos brings in Marviach Ari. Yeah. Okay. Tosfos brings Marviach Ari, but then when we come to Hamani Chanan, who Tosfos here says Grama. So in a way, we're equating on some level. We're equating those cases. Okay. So that is one way. Rav Oshia says you want to know why you could pay off the loan, a third party coming to pay in the loan, because that's Chanan our Mishnah. V'Rava Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbanon says no, you don't have to limit it to Chanan. Even if you go with the Rabbanon Shita, meaning the Rabbanon hold, you would be chayiv to pay. Hachomayaskinon Shalai Vamanah Shalai LePraya. Okay, you lent the money on condition that it doesn't have to be paid back. Now, what does it mean? Doesn't have to be paid back? Meaning there's no specific time frame. I can't pressure you for the loan, and therefore, you know what's going on over here. So anyway, I never really had to pay it because there was no specific time. Yeah, some point in the future, maybe, whatever. But the point is, he was never going to, no sweat off my back whether you paid the loan or not. So bottom line is, say that even according to Rabbanon, you don't have to go with Chanan that it's because of the fact that there was no tangible benefit. But over here, there wasn't actually a loan due. So you paid off a loan that wasn't actually due. As far as I'm concerned, there's no benefit here, even according to the Chacham. You don't have to limit it to Chanan. So now, Bishlama Rava Layamar Kravashia. So I understand why Rava doesn't say Kravashia. Why? Demukim la Karabanon. Because, right, we always rather the halacha be like the Rabbanon, like the Rabbin. Okay, so if I can figure out a shot like the Rabbin, that's always going to be ideal. Okay, El Ravashia, my time alarm Rava. Why was Ravashia comfortable limiting the explanation of this case of a guy paying off, a third party paying off the loan to Chanan, my time alarm Karava? Why didn't you just say like Rava? So, right, why did he limit it to Chanan? Why didn't he just go ahead and say like Rava and explain that we're talking about a loan that doesn't have a specific due date? So, Amar Lach Rav Oshia, no, it's true. I understand. You're telling me there's no benefit. Why? Because there's no specific, the lender can't pressure me for the money, so you didn't provide me any benefit by paying it off, but there is still a benefit. Amar Lach Rav Oshia, nida hana'a leslay. However, you're right, there's no direct hana'a specifically, but kisufa mileslay. Okay, there's still a certain embarrassment. If I know I owe a guy $1,000, okay, and every time I pass him, there's a little sense of embarrassment, the fact that I haven't paid it back. He told me that he wasn't going to money for the money.
Ever?
Ever. No, it's ever. He said,
it's not a real loan. It is a real loan.
Pay me when you want.
But that's still,
you're
saying that really means you don't have to.
Pay me when you want. So the guy can say, well, you didn't do any benefit for me. I had no plans to pay it. Okay, so again, but you're right. So Nihi, there's no benefit, but Kisuva Mileslay, there's still embarrassment. I'm going to pass the guy every time, and I know that I owe him money. Okay, it's not due, but I know that I owe him money, and probably should be paying it. So the Gemara says, Hasam Nami, okay, Islay Hana, Bahi Hana, the Mechsef Mine. So we see that that's considered, yes, there's no direct Hana of the loan getting paid off, but there is a Hana of the fact of embarrassment, and therefore, Avashia says, I can't learn, I can't go with your case, I can't go with your Kimta, okay, you Rava to explain it in the Rabbanan Shita, and therefore I'd rather limit it to Chanan. Okay, let's move on to the next Mishnah. So now, we went through the, like I said, the parak started, that there were two things, Shnei Dayan and Gzeris, okay, Yerushalayim, Chanan and Amud. So we just discussed the two machleksim between Chanan and the Bnei Chanan Gedolim, and now we're going to discuss the machleksim between Admon and the Chachamim. So now, Zakta Mishnah, Admon Aymer Shiva. So Adman has seven. Now we're going to go through 14 here, and the end of the Mesechta is going to go through the seven things Adman said. Mi shemeis, let's say a guy dies, v'hiniach banim uvanis, and he leaves over boys and girls, bizman shanachasim merubin. This is a concept we're familiar with throughout Ksubis. We've had this a few times. Bizman shanachasim merubin. When the nechasim, when there's a lot of nechasim, what's considered nechasim merubin? Rashi here says more than 12 months. Habanim Yerushim, then the males, right, it's Yerusha, falls to Yerusha. Who gets Yerusha? Only the male sons. Habanim Yerushim, Habanim Nizainas, and it's a Tanaik Suba that the girls get Nizainas, so everything is as per normal. The standard money goes to the Yerushim, the male heirs, and the daughters get Nizainas. So Mechasim Mu'atim, if there's only Mechasim Mu'atim, like we said, Rashi here explains, Mechasim Mu'atim is 12 months worth. So if you have less than 12 months worth, then it flips. Who is the mochzuk? Who has a stronger hand? Habanas yizaynu v'habanim yachzur al psachim. Then the daughters get the mezaynus, they get first crack, and the boys have to go knock on doors. Okay? Adman aymer b'shvil shani zachar. If sadati, because I am a male, I should lose out. Amar Gamliel Ryan is the man. I'm going to attack Amar Gamliel says I agree to Adman. Now, a couple things over here. So first of all, there's this sugya repeats, is brought down what is considered nechasim mu'atim. And Nechasim Merubois, Merubin, what is considered, so here Rashi said it's 12 months. Anything more or less than 12 months, enough Mezainus to sustain there for 12 months is considered, up to 12 months is Nechasim Mu'atim, more than 12 months would be Nechasim Merubin.
The girls are on their own after the first
of the year? So, no, what we're just saying is who becomes the Mukhsag on the Nechasim? Who does it go to? So now, however, in Baba Basra, we're saying, the Gemara brings down that this is Shitas Rabbi Gamliel. The Chachamim, who we paskin like, hold that Nechasim Merubin is considered if there's enough Mezainos until Achati Bagra, until they become Bageras. Okay, so the question is, and the Achronim asks, so why over here did Rashi take it out Pipashas, that why did he go with Rabbi Gamliel's explanation that it's 12 months? And they say that since we brought Rabbi Gamliel at the end of the Mishnah, so we said his Shita in regards to Nechasim Mu'atim. Okay, but I'll go upon him. And Tosis here is going to point out, just it's going to be important, because we're going to say that on tomorrow's daf, that in any place where Gamliel says the halacha is like Admin, we're going to paskin like them. The halacha is going to be like Admin, the halacha is going to be like Gamliel. The problem is, then when it comes to Nechasim Bo'atim, over here, this sugya, we don't paskin like Admin. So Tosis points out, Tosis raises his hands, and by the way, I just want to let you know, Admin's not arguing. He says, he's just coming with the tmias. B'shvil shani zachar, right? Look at the words. B'shvil shani zachar. Sadati. He's not actually arguing. He's not saying, no, what you're saying is not true. He's just saying it doesn't sit well with me. And Rabbi Gamliel is agreeing to that point, but the halacha is taka going to be like the Tanakam over here, that when it comes to Nechasim Bo'atim, okay, we are going to say that, we're going to say that Bizman Shem Nechasim Bo'atim, that the Habonis Yizaynu Habonim Yachsuru Al Psachim.
It says, but also Rabbi Gamliel doesn't say
Yafa
like we said before.
He does, right. He doesn't say Yafa. It's just the time of the Anma Lavle Flugi. Right. Also, the Chomim also El Mitama Ba'al Mahu. Rabbi Gamliel Nami Din El Mishum Sheyesh Vaday Litmaya. Okay. Rabbi Gamliel never says Yafa. That was Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai.
I understand. So he said,
that was Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai. No, but if you look, and even in the next Mishnah, we'll go in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, Royani Esther Miyam. And that's the Lashon that we use for Rabbi Gamliel. Royani, right? You'll see they're all Royani, the three. There's three. Adman's going to say seven. Three of them, Rabbi Gamliel, is Royani. So he uses that Lashon. Now, why that Yashin versus Rabbi Yechonim, it's a good R. It was why he says that versus Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai says, Yafa Amar Chanan. Okay, but the point there is that we're saying that the halacha is going to be like Adman, it's going to be like Rabbi Gamliel, yet we won't paskin like Adman and Rabbi Gamliel over here. Why not? So this is because Adman's not really arguing here. He's just being matmia. Now, Zakta Gamara, Maika Amar, right? What's going on? What's going on? What when Adman said, Bishvil Shani Zachar, Sadati, what's the Taina? Amar Abai Yachakamar, Bishvil Shani Zachar, Roy Lassab Katira. What do you mean? I'm supposed to learn Torah. I'm on a higher level. I'm a Zachar. I learn Torah. If Sadati, so I should lose out because I'm a Zachar? I'm learning Torah. What are you talking about? I'm going to lay Rava. One second. Now you're being mechalik, right? It's like my Pascha, right? Man da'asik b'tayra hu di'yaris. Man da'asik b'tayra lo yaris. So your taina is only limited to somebody who's learning Torah? What do you mean? It's a zachar negeva thing. Elam Rava achi kamer b'shul shani zachar v'roi li'yaris b'nechasim merubim. No, I'm the Yerusha. I'm the rightful heir. So why? Because of nechasim mu'atim. Right, v'roi liyarish b'nechasim merubim v'sadati b'nechasim mu'atim. When there's nechasim merubim, my things are kitikunam. I'm supposed to get it. So why should I lose out over here? Again, it's matmiya. Let's move on to the next Mishnah. Hatoyin es chaver kadeh shemen, So let's say a guy is tying his friend for a jug of oil. And he says that I agree that I owe you empty containers, right? The Mefarshim Shtel, the Kadei Shemen, Kadei Zalosha, when they're full, and Kankanim is what empty Kadim are, is Kankanim. So I come to you and say, you owe me 10 Kadim, 10 jugs of oil, and I say to you, I agree that I owe you some empty containers, some glass mason jars. Arman Eimer, Hoyol, Vahoydim, Mixas. So now here's what's our question. This is going to be a machlekes is moedim and mixas yeshava. So Adman says hoyel v'hoedim and mixas hatayne yeshava. Since I was tining you shemen plus jars, and you agreed to jars, so that's moedim and mixas. Moedim and mixas yeshava. V'chamrim min hadas mixas mimin hatayna. No, hadas mixas has to be mimin hatayna. You, that is not considered mimin hatayna. We'll have to get to understanding this in a moment. The Gemara is going to go through it. So now, zok the Gemara, shma mino the Rabbanon. So again, we said the Rabbanon hold that this is not mimin hatayna. So what do you mean? How is this not mimin hatayna? Shma mino the Rabbanon, tanu chitin v'sa'irin. So this is going to be a case of choice. Let's say I'm tayin chitin and sa'irin. You owe me a wheat and barley. V'hoide v'sa'irin potter. Okay, so the Rabbanon hold, you're potter from the Shavua. I'm tying two things. Then it sounds like in the Rabbanon, in order to be Moedim Mixas, you have to agree partially to everything. Over here, you were tying Kadei Shemen plus jars. I'm Moedim to only jars. That's not considered Moedim Mixas according to Rabbanon. Tana Chitim V'Sairin, and I agree to one of them, Haida V'Sairin, potter. Lema, if so, right, that would be the Rabbanon Shita. Lema Tavdiv Tiyufta, the Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. That would Shlag Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Dama Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Tanu Chitim V'Sairin, V'Haida L'Bechem, and Chayev, you're Chayev V'Shvua. Okay, so, Frak the Gemara, it's Shver. How could you, according to the Chachamim, how could you say that in this case where you're being Teveya Kadei Shemen plus the Kankanim and you agree to the Kankanim and you're saying you're part of a Meshvua, what do you mean? We see when it comes to Tan Chitim V'Sairin and you agree to your Chayiv. And Tosfos says, by the way, why can't we simply say like we did in the last one that this is Admai? Right? We're willing to say the Rav Eishi, Anam and Aleph.
It's a
Kashan
Shmuel. How can Shmuel say
that?
Can I get a Chachamim?
It would be a Tiyufta, correct. Yes, exactly. So why can't we just say that Shmuel holds like Admon?
It's connected to Chachamim, we can't.
No, what do you mean? Well, we just said it before. We said it that he holds like Hanan. Why are we willing to say he holds like Admon? Uh-huh. And by the way, we're going to Paskin like Admon. Uh-huh. Right? So, Tosfos says that it's Pashat that Admon own, that the Gemara understood that Admon holds, that Tanu Chitim V'Sairin, that he would agree to the Rabbanon, you're going to be Pater for Shua. Why? Because if that was the case, then why would we bring a case in the Mishnah of oils with jars? If it's a case of Sair Nechit, then that's the case we should have listed. Elamai Adman is going to be doing it. Therefore, it's Tiyufta on Shmuel. We're bringing it in the Rabbanon Shita because it's clearly the way we listed the Mishnah, but it would be true in both of them. It would be Tiyufta, and you couldn't get out of it by saying they hold like Adman. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Sabatanu Mita. Okay. So what happened over here? That really you weren't Tevea oil plus jugs, oil plus jars, and the guy agreed to jars, but rather you said, okay, let's say we'll use our modern measurements, gallons. You said, okay, you owe me 10 gallons worth of oil. 10 gallons doesn't include, wasn't talking about the gallon containers. So now the Rabbanon, you want to know where you put that from? Because I'm saying you owe me, I think gallons, 128 ounces. Something like that. We'll go with that. 1,200. He's Canadian. I was like, I'm totally lost. Milliliters. Okay. All right. So, huh? 120. Oh, look at that. We need the Canadian to tell us. So 100, right? So it's 1,000. I'm thinking Tebe. 1,280 ounces of oil. And I wasn't talking about the jars. And you're coming with the jars. Shkaich. I wasn't. And therefore, that's why you're putter. I, says the Gemara, really? That's shot in the Gemara. Ihachi. My time at the Admon. Well, then, how could you be Chayev Shvua? If you're saying that I was never Teveya, the jars or the jugs at all, so then why would Anman hold you Chayev Shvua? El Amar Rav, that can't be the case. Tekuli Alma, Hecha Da Amar Le, Male Asara Kade Shemen, Yeshi Bebaracha. If I came to you and said, look, in your vat, there's 10 Kade Shemen worth, then shemen katayin kakana like katayin. Nothing to talk about. Asara kade shemen mileyim. If I clearly said 10 gallon bottles full of oil, yeshli etzlecha, shemen v'kankanan katayin leyim. And of course you're going to be chayev a shvua. Okay? Because we wanted to work with it. Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? Tan Sa'irin Vechitin. You're going to be chayev shvua. So that's clear. It's all the whole machlekes here is ambiguity of the words that you're saying. What did you mean when you said it? So the question is, when I say 10, I didn't say maleim, and I didn't say kadei shemen in your bar. So we don't know what your words are. Kadei shemen yeshli yibarcha. Adman amar yesh v'lashon azel ashka kanim. It means when I say kadei shemen yeshli, standard means oil with the containers. And Rabbanon Sabri, Emilashon Azal Hashem Kekanim. Okay. And that's the whole machlekes. So very, very simple. Let's roll it all back over here. It's just a machlekes because there's a certain ambiguity in the Lashon. We don't know if the guy was being tying that you owe me 10 barrels of oil or 10 gallons plus the gallon bottles or not based on the Lashon that you said. Adaman says, yeah, that's a Lashon of 10 gallon bottles plus 10 gallons of oil. And the Chum hold, no, it's just a lashon of 10 gallons of oil. And therefore, you agreeing to the bottles doesn't count as by the mixus, and therefore, you're no shvua. So the Gemara says, okay, now let's flip this around. Ella, taima, the aim b'lashon azel lashon kankanim. Hayesh b'lashon azel lashon kankanim chayiv. Okay, if it did mean, let's say everybody could agree on the lashon over here and say that he was tying oil plus the jars. Leimet havtuf tiftu rav chia baraba. Because yeah, we now it's very nice. You made it work according to Shmuel, who holds tanu chitim v'sa'irin v'hoide v'sa'irin. You're going to be chayv shua. But what about rav chia baraba? Damar rav chia baraba tanu chitim v'sa'irin v'hoide le'bechem and potter. So you're potter again. Oil plus barrels. Let's put it over oil plus jugs. In our situation, there's an amira who says that if you agree to oil plus jugs and you agree to the jugs, you're still going to be potter. It's not considered by the mixas. So how are you going to explain this? Amar Rav Simi Bar Ashi. Ah, okay. I'll tell you why. Because oil in the jars, oil in the jugs, okay, nasa kamisha tana rimam v'kliposai. This is a different situation. Meaning, chitin and sa'irin means you were to be two separate independent things. We could totally separate them out. You owe me chitin plus you owe me sa'irin. When you agree to the sa'irin, so you agree to 100% of the sa'irin and 0% of the chitin. It's not a ma'idin mixas. Two independent things. But oil in a jug, in a container. And that's where Rav Chiya said you're going to be potter. Okay? Because, again, it wasn't you agreed to partial, ma'idin mixas. You agreed we're going to divide into two things, 100% of one thing and 0% of the other thing. So therefore, there's no shvua. That's why you want to say. But if we look at oil in the jugs, we're going to compare it more to like a rimon v'klipasai. We look at the fruit and the peel of the fruit, they're inseparable. Okay, and therefore, so I understand you're saying that chitin and sa'irim are two separate things, so therefore you're going to be potter from a shvua because I only agreed to one of them. It's not considered by the mixas. Over here, what we're saying is that this is like part of a fruit. You can't separate the two, and therefore, jugs of oil equals oils plus jug, inseparable. Frank, think about what are you talking about? Like a fruit. Maskifla Ravino, remember like plasa, like mintar. No. The reason they're inseparable is because the fruit, what will happen to the fruit if it doesn't have a peel? It'll get destroyed. It'll rot. And therefore, they are taka, inseparable. Shemen, mintar, but like kankanim. You can't just go ahead and make the soup. That doesn't make any sense.
How do you get shemen without kankanim?
No, because you could have oil in a bar. It doesn't need, you could have, however you figure out the physical dimensions of where you're going to store it, but it doesn't need it to exist. It exists wherever it exists.
Plastic bags. Well, I said back then it was only kankanim.
No, it could be in a bar. Uh-huh. Could be sitting in a pit, right? So you don't need the outside of it. So therefore, you can't say it's not true. Again, it actually is more like two independent things: oil and they aren't tellys evident. It's oil and jugs, and oil and jugs would be like chitin and sa'irin, and Rav Chiya Bar Abba said, if you're tying chitin and sa'irin, and you're haida to one of them, you're potter from a shvua. So why are you chayiv in a shvua over here to yofta? So the Gemara says, Elo machayis, Elo hachamay askinim, what are we talking about? Da amar le, asara kadeh shemin yeshli etzachah. So we're still sticking with this lashon. We had a lashon issue. We didn't really know what you meant. Did you mean with the kankanim or not? So now, Elo hachamay askinim, da amar le, asara kadeh shemin yeshli etzachah. 10 jugs of oil, you owe me. And the guy said, first of all, shemen, nothing to talk about. I don't know you. I owe you zero shemen. Kankanim nami, you said 10. Chamisha islich. The chamisha leslach. I agree to 5. I only owe you 5 empty jugs. So the guy is tining the two things. He's agreeing to the 5 empty jugs. Again, we're trying to figure out how this could be different than a case of chitin and sa'irim. Because it's not like you were tining chitin plus sa'irim and I agreed to sa'irim. 100% achitim and 0% asarim, and therefore there's no shvuah. But rather over here, you agree to partial. It's like I agree to partial sa'irim. Okay, so now there's a maida mixus on the sa'irim. So too over here, there's a maida mixus on the kankanim. So therefore we can be mechayev a shvuah clearly on the kankanim. Okay, so Admon Aymar Yesh Balashana Zelash Kakanim. By the way, Kadeh Shemen, again, we're still dealing with this language. Kadeh Shemen means oil plus jugs. And I agreed to five worth. Five jugs, zero oil. So now I'm going to Chayav Shvua on the jugs. Now, Umigo, the Meshtabe. Yeah, Kankon, Meshtabe, Nami, Ashemen, Ide, Gilgal. So we have the idea of a Gilgal Shvua. So really, the only thing you can require Shun, Maidim Mixas is on the empty jugs, because I'm Maidim Mixas on those. And then 0% on the oil, but I could be magagal the shvua there. That's what Adman's saying.
Again,
on the jugs, he's being maidem mixas. So we can have a shvua there,
right.
And then we can have a gilgal shvua. No. Once we're being mashmiya, this idea of a gilgal shvua will be magagal. We'll roll it along.
On anything in the world. That
yeah, you do. We do this. Yeah, we have gilgal shvua. Sure, include it in. You're making the guy swear anyways.
Parsha,
no, we're throwing it in. We're throwing it in.
Because here he's clearly saying he's quite vocal on the oil.
He's clearly saying that. But since we're going to be mashbiyahim,
okay.
So then, v'rabbanon savri ein b'lashon hazel shekakanim. Okay. He says, by the way, half there. The rabbanon still again. We're still on the rosh. The rabbanon hold that when you say kadeh shemen, we're only talking about oil, no jugs at all. So therefore, he admitted to some of jugs. But that's great. That wasn't when I was tining from him. And therefore, it's not considered by the mitzvahs. Never, you can't swear. And therefore, you can't be mechayev shvuah. And all. And that is the svara according to the Rabbanon. So, I will quickly review. We started off. See, we're going to end off with a little fun. We're ending Ksubas with a little fun, right? I say, this is probably the most engaged Matzei Shabbos Daf Yomi Shir we've had in a long time. Very nice. Shkayach, yeah, Shkayach to all of you. So we had, again, we said, Ukim Talayin, yeah. We said that again, Mishalach, Amarach, Pinas is Ishtar, a third party gets up, decides to give the wife Mezoinus. We said the guy's not very bright. Okay, because he loaned the wife money, then we could be mechayev the husband money. But here, you can't be mechayev money. He keeps giving money to his wife. He can't be mechayev. He can't be tevei the money. That's what Chanan said. Even Ma'osav and Bnei Kohanim Gadolim says Yishav Avital. He would get the money back. Rav Dosa says like the Bnei Kohanim Gadolim and Rav Yechon Ben Zakkai said like Chanan. And by the way, he added the sexual lashon of Niach Ma'osav Al Karnatzi, which we had some nice pshatim and what that meant and what the machlokes was. Now, and then we had a Mishnah that said, Amaydir Haname Chaveri, we said Shekel Shekloi, like we explained, because anyways, even if you don't give the Shekel, you're still going to get the benefit of being included in the Karbanet Tzibur, so I didn't do anything for you. We said, you can be returned him as lost object, okay, because the object was his, and the effort expended to return him the lost object is the mitzvah, so mitzvah ka'avid, okay, and the third thing we said, you can pay off the loan. How could you pay off the loan? Rabbi Yeshua says, that's Chanan. Since, the way Rashi explained it, since, If I would go ahead and pay off your loan, you wouldn't owe me anything. So we see that I'm not doing anything tangible for you. So therefore, when I go in and pay off your loan for you, I'm not giving you anything tangible, and that's how it would work. One shot, Taisa says that it's, like we said, a grumma, okay? But either way, Rava says, no, you don't have to limit it to Chanan. I could even say that it is the shita of the Rabbanon. And over here, we're talking about a loan that is permanently deferred. The loan was given, pay me back if and when you want. Or pay me back when you want. So we said, so why didn't Rav Oshie attack a hole like Rav? Why didn't you just make it different? I call it, make it the Rabbanon. And we said that's because Lamaisa, there's still some benefit because he's saving him, there's a hana from the fact that once the loan was settled through the Malva, so now there's no kisuva, there's no embarrassment, and therefore there is hana, and therefore he was unwilling to say that. Then we had the next mission we discussed, what ended up, it sounded like a machlokes, and the way Tosfos learned it, it wasn't really a machlokes, but it was the mission saying that when you had nechasim mu'atim, we said habanis, the girls, even though normally Yerusha benefits or would go primary to the boys, that the girls, if there's nechasim mu'atim, which the way Rashi explained it, like Shitas Rav Gamliel, that it's less than 12 months of mezainos, then the girls would get first crack, and the boys would have to go knock on the doors to get what they needed, okay? And we said that there, Admain, Right, this is Adma Nomar Shiva. So Adma, when he was Matmiya, right? The way Tosfos explained, he wasn't really arguing. He said, "Why?" Bishvil Shani Zachar Hifsadti, and we said that Rabbi Gamliel saw Raya as Devarei Adma, that he agreed to the Tmiyas of this. And we just explained what was going on over here. We said, we tried to say maybe it was because he was learning Torah. We said, well, then it's a Kinta, depends. If the Zachar is learning his Isaac Torah, then he would have a Taina, and if he's not, he wouldn't. You can't say that. It sounds universal. And therefore, what's the Taina? The Taina is that I normally, the Zachar can say, right? And what Adma didn't like is that the Zachar should say, I get first crack, Yerusha is normally the default. Okay, and then we had the third thing where we had the Machlekes HaTayin Eschaver Kade Shemin V'hoid B'Kankanim. So Adnan said, right, so he was tying oils plus, right, oil, Kade Shemin, oil plus jars, and he agreed to the jars. So Adnan said, Yechai V'Shvua, and the Chachamim said that the Rabbanan said that you're Pater from Yeshua, and we had to explain this, and we really had to steer clear in Gansen. So to put this in, I want to just flip it around, we had to steer clear in Gansen of the Machlekes of Tarnu Chitim V'Sa'irim V'Hayde B'Sa'irim, because either way, there's an Amira there that commits. One says Pater, one says Chayiv. So we have to differentiate between that case and this case. And what we end up saying? That we ended up saying that what we're talking about is that it's a question of ambiguity in Lashon plus a partial Haidah on the jugs. Meaning he said Kadeshem. And everybody agrees that if he would have tainad oil in a vat and he would have agreed to jugs, so he tainted oil and then he agreed to jugs. That's not about the mix. That's no shua. Everybody agrees if he says 10 jugs plus oil, okay? Like we said, the Lashon was Kadeshem in Malay, and you owe me 10-gallon bottles filled with oil. Then everyone's going to agree that if he agrees to the Kankanim, if he agrees to the jugs, that's considered by the Mitzvah. Over here, what's going on is he said a Lashon of Kadei Shemin, which is naturally ambiguous. We don't know what he's asking. Okay, we don't know what he's being tying, and the other guy's agreeing. He says, no, it's not 10, and it's 5. I owe you 5 empty jugs. So according to Adman, it's a Moedim Mitzvah just on the jugs itself. Kadei Shemin equals jugs plus oil. Might have mixed us on the jugs, and we can have a galgal shvua on the oil as well. And according to Rabbanon, no, Kadei Shemin just means you owe me 10 gallons worth of, or 10 barrels worth of oil, never meant, and therefore, ma'masha haida, ma'masha tain, loy haida, and therefore, there's no shvua here at all.